David, a point, but that should have been three, shouldn't it?
Could have been three. We had more chance, you know, as much chances as we've created over three or four away games this afternoon. There was a real potency about our attacking play. Second half, you know, we could have scored at will. I think every time we attacked Burton, we could have scored. There was a real intent from the players. And both, you know, both sides of the pitch, the defenders really defended resolutely, got the bodies in front of blocks. Pewey and Kim Bulger, you know, really got in front of blocks. I thought Jonah at right back was just fantastic all afternoon, going forward, you know, and defending. And we've just made that critical error right at the end. You know, we've not defended the cross. You know, we could have been more aggressive how we defended the actual cross that come in and then stopped that moment. But we've come here with a real intent to win the game, and we've tried everything in our power to win that game, and the players deserve a lot of credit for the way they've approached this game today.
You just mentioned about Craig Jones, the fact he had to move back to right back. It didn't change the actual complex of the team and how the team played at all, did it?
Jonah's, you know, he's been fantastic since he's coming back in the side from his injury. Whether I've played him as a right winger, right side midfielder or full back, you know, he's just acquitted himself superbly well and adapted really well, you know, and that's sometimes in between games. But the, you know, the plays that we put on made a real difference, you know, in terms of Dan Gardner wanted to get on the ball and he possesses real quality. Danny Mayer was more threatening as he's sort of on the inside area, and John O'Sullivan, we had threats from quite a few hours of the pitch today, and they had problems to deal with it. You know, Burton had real problems dealing with it.
And Lowy coming up with a goal 3 minutes after coming on, does that come up as an inspired substitution?
No, it comes up as you know, Ryan Lowe being a professional and doing what Ryan Lowe does, you know, and it was a fantastic ball, but the timing of the run was excellent. You know, he's got up and leapt and scored a wonderful goal. So you know, and then the second one that for me absolutely finishes the game and closes the game out. Time stood still. It's an unbelievable touch, sublime touch. And just as he's took it down, you're thinking, here we go. You know, see the back of the net ripple and there we go. But it didn't quite happen. And at 2-0, I think we'd have took all their energy away. I think we'd have took all the resolve away. But at 1-0, at 1-0 up to the league, you know, league leaders, sometimes it can be a difficult scoreline and we just didn't close the game out. So disappointment in that, but very positive outlook on what the last sort of six games can hold for us.
But the positives are the fact you've come to the league leaders and you've given them a right old game.
Oh, we've been, you know, I think it's been a touch more than that. I think there was an aggression in the play, there was a real impetus in the play. And again, the players have got to come off this pitch understanding how they did it and, you know, and why they were so important. I think it's really important, the learning curve we're on, to understand that when you go to somewhere like this and really... you know, cause them that many problems. I think it's understanding, and we'll certainly get better from this afternoon's experience.